Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that this morning. Our desire says yes, and we know that your power will not say no. In this house this morning, our desire says yes, and we are sure that your power will not say no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Keep playing. He's alive. Keep playing. And he lives inside of me.
He called me. He called me. Made me his own. He makes a way. He makes a way where there seems to no way. He's alive, he's alive, he's inside of me. He's alive, he's alive, and he lives inside of me. He calls me, he calls me, and
that song, he said he makes a way where he thinks there is no way. Like I've told you, like one of the things you are going to do for me today is arm yourself with the testimonies of the past, because another one is about to happen. Amen. That means right now, if you have seen God's power before, think about it right now. If you have seen his miraculous power before, think about it again. Arm yourself. Arm yourself. Arm yourself with those details right now. Arm yourself for those times. With those times that God showed forth his mighty power in your affairs. Arm yourself. Arm yourself. Oh, arm yourself. Think about it. I'm giving you time to think about it. Think about it. Think about the times unexpected that God just showed up. Think about the times that you look lost and direction just came like that. Think about the time that you look confused and God just showed up. So for you and for your neighbor, same experience and much more, we are going to see this morning, because our desire said yes and the power of God will not say no. The power of God will not say no. The power of God will not say no. No one here will be spared from edification. No one there will be spared from God's blessings. Oh, glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Counter man of manos. He calls me. He makes me his own. Counter man of master. He makes a way. To be
in a way, he's alive, and he lives inside of me.
So, trust me, it's one of those killers that hinders the move of God is when people have the mindset of I can do better than the person leading right now. I can do better than the one in front. Those are things that just short circuits the power of God. Even, let me tell you the truth, if all the geos in the whole world, if they are here to have a meeting, someone will still have to what? Have to lead. Are you with me? Praise God. So, because today you'll be seeing diverse people coming to bless you, I will just set in motion by rounding up some of the teachings we have been having for the past few days. And randomly, you just see God using you to bless you in this service. Young people not expected, who will come, especially leaders, come forth, give direction, give revelation, give a psalm, give doctrine, a new song. workings of power all in this service. Since our desire said yes, well, the power of God will not say no. Amen, amen. Praise God. So that is one of the attitudes you have towards Christian meeting. Like, it's not the attitude of competition. It's not the attitude of I can do anything that is making you think like I can do better than that. That is destructive. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's a destructive mindset. You kill it. You kill it. It's not, and of course, you have seen how we work in this place. It's not, we don't do things like trying to show off. We do things for your edification. Praise God. So once somebody is in front, is leading you, your attention is to receive. Your attention is to be blessed. Your attention is to just maximize what God will have for you that day. Amen, amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Keep playing, Bramica. I'm not yet done. We then just read straight from verse 1 to 13 first. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 to 13. Non-stop. KJV, read louder. One to go. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you that receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things approving ourselves as the minister of God. Who in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love of fame, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right and on the left, by honor and by dishonor, good and by evil. If as yet true, as unknown, yet well known, as dying, behold, we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Oh, ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You are not strange in us, but you are strange in your own boys. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto children, be ye also enlarged. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All that is to remind us of our disposition in service as believers. Our disposition. That means my physical predicament does not matter. Are you with me? If you are told to bless your neighbor today, what you felt last night doesn't matter. How you feel in your own body doesn't matter. Are you with me? How you know, your own issues, things that has gone wrong, things that are not right, it does not matter. It really does not matter. It's the only time to focus on the power of God in the house. Praise God. Are you with me? So it's time to focus on the power of God in the house. You know, in this service today, there will be so much repetitions, so much of say after me, so much of just speaking in tongues as you are just hearing so much of this. Not really your normal quiet service. This is a service that even as the man of God is teaching, you are already receiving for yourself, receiving for your neighbor, receiving for everyone in the house, receiving for the mission, receiving for the church, receiving for days to come, for years to come. Receiving for your department, for your unit, for your family, for someone right there at home. To Bintele Rostogo Bantema Kambaste Kantila Tikiman Tikimal Rastegapota, receiving the best of God for your days, planning your life according to God's will for your life. Kantira Stege Bintan Kantole Aninteste Imprintalos to go Pantema Kata. Even in your quest to acquire wealth on earth, you are already planning your days for consistency in the ministry. I saw that right now. Today, so some of you will plan your life to be consistent despite your accusation of wealth, of normal natural things. You will plan it in prophecy. You will plan it in words. You will plan it in utterance. Kantiran teke paste kepite in lante kostogo vapa teke paste. How to live healthy, to stay healthy, yes, serving the Lord. How to stay full, how to stay abundant, yes, serving the Lord. You will shout your calls today with your words, with receiving one from another. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, the church is an insult for you to allow the problems of yesterday to prevent you from being blessed in the church. It's an insult. It's an insult. There is so much in the house to overturn, to overcome, to change around what happened yesterday. There are so much in the house. So much, so much, so much in the house, so much in the house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is your disposition towards Christian meetings. Stop saying the revival is not here. Stop saying the revival is gone. Hey, look around you and you see the revival. Look around you and see what the Lord is doing. Look around you and see the move of God. Look around you and be part of the move of God. Be part of what you are saying is not yet in. No, be part of it. Be part of it. Stir it up within you. Stir it up in your atmosphere. Stir it up in that place you are. Don't say it's gone. No, it's here. It's only waiting for you. And you are the one that the move of God is actually waiting for. Rather than waiting on a brother or a sister to trigger things, why not trigger it yourself? Why not act on the world today? Why not act on the world today and become a better person for yourself, for your family, for your neighbor? Why not act on the world? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is alive. He is alive. And he lives inside of me. Oh, glory to God. Life words lives inside of me. Life words, life words, life words, life words. For today, none of your words in this place will fall to the ground. All your words today will be precise. It will be precise. It will be exact. It will be straight to the point. It will bless. It will heal. It will cause an outpour of the miraculous right in this place. For he lives inside of you. Powerfully. 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 So, all I have read is to remind us of our disposition as believers. Say, I count it as a privilege to serve. Come on, help me. Say, I count it as a privilege to serve. And that's the point. Hey, yeah, you count it as a privilege. Oh, and today we are going to serve one another. Are you with me? Today we are going to serve one another with the things of the Spirit in all accuracy and precision. We are going to serve one another with all that God has done in us. It's a great service, actually. It's a great service today. It's a great service today. Praise God. There is no greater calling. But there is no great higher calling. No greater honor than to serve the sons of God. I want to find a way of putting that in lyrics. And there is no greater calling. There is nothing greater than to be in the position of serving the children of God that he died for all, that they which live will henceforth not live unto themselves, but for him that died for them and rose again. Nothing is greater than that. That will be called a servant of God. Yes, I know you are a son. Yeah. But as a servant, you serve sons. Are you with me? As a servant, you bring up sons. Are you with me? Are you with me? Servants produce sons. Are you getting that? Servants of God produce more sons of God. So there is no greater calling, no higher honor than to be called a servant of God. For in that position of service, you produce sons. You mature sons. Call more sons to glory. Call to glory is not call to heaven. Call to glory is call to redemption. Call to salvation. Call to all the eternal realities we have in Christ. That's call to glory. So with my words, I call men to glory. Hallelujah. With your words, you call men to glory. With your words, with your utterances, you can. See, I'm not lifting my own eyes. That's what that place. They say, don't be straining yourself. Don't constrain yourself. Don't narrow down yourself. Don't say, I can't. Don't say, this is me. Don't say, I'm not used to this. No, don't straining yourself. God is powerfully at work in you. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, he now says in verse 16. Oh, time has to go back. Time has to go back. But there is no higher calling, again, no greater honor than to serve the ones that you died for. Something like that. Are you with me? Just put everything in. Just smoothing it again. Smoothing it again. No greater than to serve the one that Jesus died for. Well, I don't desire to be a president more than I desire to preach on Sunday. That's me. That should be you. That should be you. I don't desire to be the richest in the world than the desire to teach saints. It's persuasion. You must see it. You must see it. Anything that will take this away must go. Anything that will make ministry a thing of the past, it must go. Nothing is higher than through the words of your mouth, people should be set free from eternal perdition. Nothing is higher than that. Nothing. Nothing. So be encouraged in your evangelism, in your outreaches, in those your small, small cell meetings, in those your things that people call mushroom meetings. They say, ah, but it's only a meeting of 10, 5, 2, 3. Hey, that is the highest calling in life. Well, it's the highest. The issue is, can you see it? Can you see it? And that's why we are in this service today. To those without appetite, we give them appetite. Amen? Praise God. Yeah, that's what we do. We give them appetite. We give them appetite. See yourself that way. See yourself that way. Nothing is greater than this. All the goals in the world is not comparable to this. For Bible calls them corruptible. But the word of God is incorruptible. And that is the word which through the gospel is being preached to you. Say, there is no higher calling than to serve the ones that Jesus died for. Shout glory on that. Amen. Okay, Brother Michael, let me release you for a few minutes. 2 Corinthians 6, now 14. 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Wow. So, again, the believer is called righteousness. Look at your Bible, please, strictly. The believer is called righteousness. The unbeliever is called unrighteousness. Who is the unbeliever? The man that has not believed the gospel of Christ. He is called unrighteousness. So the believer is also called light in that place. The unbeliever is called darkness. Verse 15. And what concord at Christ with Belial? So the believer is called Christ in that place. The unbeliever is called Belial. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? That's the point. An unbeliever is called a temple of idols. That means a man that has not believed the gospel. It does not necessarily mean a strange spirit or a mummy water spirit is living in him or her. It simply means all his decisions are not after God's way. All his decisions, all his thought pattern is in rebellion against God. Amen, amen. So that's why it's called a temple of idols. It's a man that follows his own way, not the way of God. Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm not fast at all. You might be faster. So, and what agreement are the temple of God with idols? See the latter part. For you are what? For you are, 16, for you are the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. Hold on. Focus on that. I will dwell in them. That is part of the new creation reality. God dwelling in us. Write it down. God dwelling in us is a new creation reality. God dwelling in us. For as he has said, I will dwell in them. That talks about your salvation. I will dwell in them. I will dwell in them. Salvation. So see that place. It's talking about the temple of the living God. Say, for he said, I will dwell in them. That is one thing. See the other one. And I will walk in them. I will walk in them. Wow. Walking in them. Wow. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. Walk in them talks about our fellowship. Write that down. I'll explain later. Walk in them. He dwells in us. He walks amidst us. How we explain? Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1. Firstly, know that the temple of God is not buildings. It's not buildings. It's not architecture. No buildings carries the glory of God. No physical building carries the glory of God. It's an error to say a living God is living in trees, in nice architecture. Oh, Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1. Please open your every scripture. Let's be blessed together today. Jeremiah 7 verse 1. Chapter 7 verse 1 of Jeremiah. Let me know when you are there. Okay, let's read yes. And the word that came to Jeremiah this from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter into this gate to worship the Lord. See, that enter into this gate. That means he was talking about what? A specific place. Are you with me? So he said, like he's saying, oh, hear ye the word of God, all ye that enter into this nice pavilion to hear the word of God. Now, see the next verse, verse 3. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. He's talking about repentance, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Where is it? What is he talking about? In this place. That this place in verse 3 is different from the gates in verse 2. I will explain. See verse 4. Let's read verse 4 together. I want to go. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Can you see that? Say, don't trust in lying words that he's saying, this is the temple of God, this gate, this nice auditorium, this synagogue is the temple. Say, don't trust in those lying words. Don't trust in lying words. That's in verse 2, verse 7. Then will I cause you to dwell in this place. Now you can see that this place will not be talking about what? That physical temple. Are you with me? Are you with me? Am I too fast? Come on, I didn't think so. He said, don't call this building the temple of God. See, when you amend your ways, I will now cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers. What land did God give to their fathers? In Christ. Are you with me? Christ. Christ was the promise to the fathers. Acts 13, 32. Christ was the promise to the father. I have told you in one series that I said God does not share land. God is not a land sharer. Christ was the promise. Christ was the promise. Acts 13, are you there?
I don't know.
Acts 13, 32. Okay, please help me. Can we read together? We want to go. Yes, sir. We declare unto you what? Glad tidings. How? That the promise which God has sent unto us, their children. How? The second Psalm, that thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. So what was the promise made to the fathers? Christ. Say Christ. So all those things you are seeing, the land of Canaan, this, that, they are all a depiction, a description of Christ, of the Father man will be in Christ. As I said, that there remains a rest therefore unto the people of God, he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works. That although, yes, Moses spoke of rest in Genesis, but later, even after they entered Canaan, David again spoke of rest in Psalms. So if therefore they have entered into the rest, if Joshua has given them the rest, he will not afterwards have spoken of what? Another rest, right? That's Hebrews 4. That means, although they got to the physical land of Canaan, God still said, there is a rest I am going to give you. Say the rest is Christ. So rush back to Jeremiah. Don't lose the sight of the Father. We are in an Holy Ghost meeting, okay? Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. So feel free to pray, to receive. On the go. So back to 7, verse 7 and 8. Jeremiah 7, 7 and 8. Then will I cause you to dwell in this place. So where will that place be? In Christ. Say in Christ. Okay. And in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Which other land can you say in forever and ever? Are you with me? Say in Christ. So that's how you know that cannot be talking about a physical temple, a physical building. Because trust me, that was the year, is it not AD 70? All those buildings in the Jerusalem was actually what? Destroyed. Praise God. To tell you that can never be what God was talking about, because where God said man will dwell, man will be alive in him forever and ever. So verse 8 now says, so behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. That cannot profit. When you value things more than people, more than men, you value structure more than men, you are into vanity. Into vanity. Vanity. Once we commit more resources to building structures, more than building people, it is vanity. To building things, nice instruments, more than building people, it is vanity. Amen, amen. So, go to Matthew now, chapter 12, verse 5. So, you will see how Jesus took the gaze of men from that physical temple. He took the gaze of men. He took their gaze. From the physical temple to himself, to salvation, to the in Christ realities. I'll just use this few of them. Matthew 12, verse 5. Or have you not read in law how that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and they are blameless? But see, verse 6, that's where I'm going. Verse 6, want to go? Paracletos. Yeah, that's verse 6. Verse 6 in your Bible, come on. Verse 6, want to go? Yes, sir. But I say unto you that in this place, hallelujah.
is who? Is one greater than the temple. Or better still, I can say, in this place is the fulfillment of the temple. Fulfillment. Like you see the word greater used in the book of Hebrews, talks about Jesus, better in the book of Hebrews, talks about Jesus being the fulfillment of the shadows of the Old Testament. So, what he's saying here is that in this place is one greater, or rather, the intention of the temple. Matthew 21, verse 12. And Jesus went to the temple of God, imagine, and cast out all that sold and bought in the temple, and he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. I will come to that in John again. Go to Mark 14:58. Mark 14:58. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands. Hallelujah. And within 3 days, I will build another made without. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now remember what he was saying in that Hebrews chapter 12 when he said that the things that are made may, how do you put it again? Taking away, I mean, for the things which are not made to stay. What was, say, so he was saying, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands. Meaning, I will take the reverence, okay, the attention of people from this one that is made with hands to the one that is what? Made without hands. That means today, your attention should be on men, on edification, on building men, not on any physical structure. Sad for those who attend a church because it's, the place is pretty. Unbelievers have better stadium, better stores. That's why in the church, we value people. We value people. Isaiah 66, verse 1. Sorry, this topic is still contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. Sorry. Contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. Isaiah 66, verse 1. We started since actually Wednesday. Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build unto me? Imagine, that's a dishi. Right in the Old Testament scripture in Isaiah. And where is the place of my rest? Okay, go back again to Mark chapter 15:38. Cast over to Purple can be compassionate. Oh, so Mark 15:38. So that was Isaiah 66, verse 1. Now Mark 15:38. And the veil of the temple, and this is just one, this is the work of one of the angels, was rent in twain from the top to bottom. That was upon the death of Christ. The veil of the physical temple was torn from top to bottom. Okay, 2 Corinthians now 6:16. Back to 2 Corinthians that we started from 6:16. Now we read this one with better understanding right now. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Slowly, want to go? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So when you are seeing the word dwell in them, walk in them, that's two fulfillments. It talks about his spirit in us, which is salvation. Then when he's saying he will walk in them, he will walk among us, it talks about our fellowship, our gathering. Our gathering. See Ephesians 1:19. Our gathering, our fellowship. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness? Let me wait for you. Well done. Our fellowship, our gathering. Okay? See Ephesians 1:19. And what is the... Oh, I wish to be faster. I wish to be faster, but we have a place to go today. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he was raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So that talks about our salvation. I've discussed that in plenty series in this place. When you are seeing the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that now made him seated in the heavenly places, and now we are seated in him, that is our salvation. But see Ephesians 3:20. So that you can liken that one to, I will dwell in them. I will dwell in them. But see Ephesians 3:20. Chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In us there, what will he refer to? Verse 21. One to go, unto him be glory where? In the church. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Say the power of God is resident when believers are gathered. So that is fellowship. That is fellowship. So today we can boldly say, we are boldly saying God is going to walk among us. Are you with me? Glory, glory. Don't be dull on me. God is going to walk among us. Amen, amen. Because he lives within the individuals here. So he's going to walk among us. So most times when you are singing, pass me not, oh gentle Savior. Actually, you should be singing that. Don't pass me by. It's the believer that should not actually pass you by. Are you with me? You should actually... Your duty is the gentle Savior. Praise God. Do you get that? Is it not gentle? It looks gentle. Praise God. Amen, amen. So instead of saying, pass me not, just don't disdain the individuals around you. Some people, just because you don't see us in white hats, white helmets, and collar and what, just say, who are these small boys? That is why you are saying sick. That's the issue. I'm serious. It's touch. No, it's not, I won't bribe you. I won't bribe you. I'll tell you the truth. That's why some people are saying sick. Yeah, but if you have seen a man, maybe, can you construct a cloth for me? Amen. And let the cloth be, let it have two angelic tethers here. Yeah? Then one hat that is now like the pinnacle of our hair, like a crown. So, and then you get me a white shoe, okay? Two white shoes. So then the white people should be white puppets. What they should be white? White staff, hallelujah. So as you just come to the front and you see the glory of God, praise God. Amen, amen. That's what people think is the glory of God. That's what some people value as the glory of God. So instead of saying, pass me not, oh gentle Savior, no. The Savior walks amongst us as we bless one another. The Savior walks amidst us as we bless one another. As a believer comes to you, let me bless you. Some of you, once you just say, let me bless you, just zone your mouth. You just close your eyes. You just, okay, oh. Forget it. In fact, now there's some of my ministers, we are not just smarter, we are much more streeter. You come to me and say, let me bless. I say, okay, we'll just leave you. Go to somebody else. I know the only one that Jesus died for. Trust me. Ah, ha, ha, ha. But yeah, but I believe God, I will trust God for better things as touching you. So, see chapter 3, 16 of 1 Corinthians. So, you will see these two shades. Look at me in the old Bible. God dwelling in us, God walking amidst us. So 3:16, I'll be fast. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwell where? In you. That is salvation. That is salvation. The indwelling of the Spirit. Salvation. Then our gathering, fellowship. Fellowship. Go to Psalm 11, verse 4. So, even in the Old Testament, everywhere you see the word temples being used, it speaks about these two realities. These two realities. God dwelling in us, God walking amidst us. God walking amidst us. And there's a first time that will actually be healed of a obvious sickness today. I saw that early this morning. I'll be healed. I'm sorry. I don't miss words. I don't cardio people. Psalm 11 verse 4. Oh, glory, glory, glory. So I said everywhere is this word temple is used, you can see it, you can interpret it as one of these two realities. Psalm 11 verse 4. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the highly tried, the children of men. So when you are saying the Lord is in his holy temple,
What would that speak about? It's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, right? Our salvation. See Psalm 48, verse 9. The first, we have a lot to flow through. But the second Psalm is basically our service today. Psalm 48, verse 9. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of where? Thy temples. Your loving kindness in the midst of thy temple. Would that be indwelling or God walking amidst us? That looks like God walking where amidst us. Are you with me? Then, yes, that means that is like you say, this loving kindness in the midst. That means the knowledge of God being taught in the gathering of believers. The knowledge of God's word. Knowledge of God's word. This is what the church is meant for. I didn't know what you are used to before. This is what the church is meant for. Church is meant to drill you in the realities of Jesus. Amen, amen. Praise God. We serve you the things that God has given us. We don't serve you with psychology, with philosophy, with things that you can get in Lagos Business School, or with things that you can get in motivational classes. Our perimeter is streets, streets, streets. What God gives us, we give you. Okay. Judges 20, verse 26. Let me show you something. Pay attention to this. Judges 20, 26. Oh, if you have a Bible, ensure you open and you read with me. That's how to be blessed. That's what you came to church for. If you want to be wild, if you want to be wild today, you go to ShopRite and go and watch the latest movie in town. But you came to church for edification, not for entertainment. Is that clear, guys? Okay, Judges 20, verse 26. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept. Wow. And sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Don't discard that. That talks about repentance. Repentance, 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 repentance. Write that down, repentance. Repentance means a change of thinking, a change of way. Like this morning right now, I have taught you that, in expecting the move of God, it's not that you'll be expecting fire, brimstone, you'll be expecting a believer to come and minister to you. In expecting, so maybe before, all you think of as the move of the Holy Ghost is when something big, or a man of God brings holy anointing oil, right? Or holy handkerchief and sells it to you at how much do you say you want to be then? And sells it to you at some certain dollars. Maybe that is what you think as the move of God before. But now that you have heard that the move of God is in the midst of believers, you will now repent. You will change your thinking towards that fact. So some people think that repentance is something of the Old Testament. No, repentance is our reality. When you see the truth of the word, you repent, you change your thinking. Now, let's see one of the applications of this in James chapter 5. Repentance. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. See James 5. Verse 9. I don't like paraphrasing scripture for you. I like reading it for you. James 5, verse 9. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, let's do it together. Yes, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standing at the door. Next verse. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of the suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and you have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Now, 13, loudly want to go, yes, sirs? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him. Hallelujah. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Next verse, yes. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, that part, that latter part, if he has committed anything, they shall be forgiven him. Sin against who? Is it sin against God or sin against the brethren? Verse 16, one to go. Confess your fault one to another. And what? Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth more. So, you can see that one of the characteristics of an effectual fervent prayer is a prayer that you don't pray alone. It's a prayer that is together. Tell me, are you writing? It's a prayer that is together. That is together.
That means is so in that place he was talking about reconciliation, repentance. That means okay, or in case you have an issue one with another, you reconcile so that you can pray genuinely one for another. Just like when he was saying husband and wife, don't fight, and so that your prayers be not in that is in that is talking about the same thing, so that you can pray together, so that you can pray together. That is an effectual fervent prayer. That is an effectual fervent prayer. A prayer it's not just a prayer in the corner of your room. It's a prayer of agreement where you agree with somebody. And then I've told you, I think church is more of a place where we bless one another than the place where you seek to be a one-man battalion. That is pride, is selfishness. In church, you seek to give and to receive. It's a flow. It's a flow. It's a flow. So that's the point. So I'm saying all this so that you can feel free. Let's expose your heart, your thoughts. Expose it to God today. To God. To God means to the children of God. Some of you will be giving word of knowledge, accurate stuff, asking you this, and you just shutting. You just lock direct. Just say, no, I don't know. You will not be helping yourself. Praise God. Are you with me? I'm telling you this. You know, some of you expect brimstone, fire, everything. These are the small things that hinders the move of God. Small things. Somebody gives you a small tip, somebody is trying to design and he's giving you a small tip, a small wave. It's just small. And you say, no. And you just run it down. You'll be at the losing end. Thank you. Okay, go back to John 2. John 2, verse 13, and like we have been saying for some days right now, since you are the temple of God, you ensure you sanitize your mind. Sanitize it. There should not be buying and selling there. That is talks about false doctrine and just false knowledge. See John 2, 13. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and dove and changers of money sitting. Well, what Jesus did in this place is figurative of what the teaching ministry is doing to your hearts. See verse 15, and when he had made a what scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the money changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and he said unto them that sold, take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. I believe that the next day or the next week, those guys, they will bring their kiosk back to the temple. Are you with me? So, but what he did that day is figurative of what should happen to your heart. What should happen to your mind? Right now, you are here. Right now, we call it an Holy Ghost meeting. We say, we want to bless you. Don't be thinking of the mash you want to watch in the afternoon. Don't be thinking of the soup you have not warmed this morning. What else are you thinking about? Don't be thinking of the clothes you spread out. I'm not sure somebody will steal it before you get there. Are you with me? Are you with me? Fix your mind. Fix your mind. Fix your mind. Verse 19, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, I will raise it. In 3 days, I will raise it up. Amen, amen. Then said Jesus, 40 and 6 years was this temple in building. And without rear it up in 3 days, no one believe it is more stressful. 46 years, building rubbish. But it spake of the temple of his body. Are you with me? Okay. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remember that he has said these things unto them, and they believe the scripture. Oh, glory, glory. We'll leave down for now. Go to Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12. I'm not really going to all the shades, like in Genesis to this Deuteronomy. You not really see the word temple. Moses will use the word tabernacle. See Zechariah 6, verse 12. Zechariah 6, 12. And spake unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, he shall grow up out of his place, he shall build the temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I'm built by Christ. I am built in Christ. Ensure you are saying these things. I'm trying to reframe your mindset towards what you are about to do today. Verse 13, let's read again 13. 13 now, yes. And he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. He shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. That's Christ. That is what Jesus did to us in redemption. Verse 14. And the crown shall be to Helem and to Tobijah and to Jedidiah and to En and to the son of Zephaniah for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. So this is the same thing that John 14 was saying. Again, don't forget, he said the man that is called the branch, he will build the temple of God. So which temple of God has Jesus built today? John 14 verse 1. John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go, that's the building. I go to prepare a place for you. I go there, talks about his 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, in hell. I go there, talks about the 3 days sufferings for the glory that should come. Okay, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and what? Receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be what? Also. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? So where are you right now? Where he is? Are you with me? That's our song. Where are you now? Come on, where are you now? Say where he is. That's the point. That's the point of the song. So in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, you have built a house of God. You. Malachi 3 verse 1. Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Glory, glory, glory. You know, you have seen plenty of visions in eschatology, revelation that is talking about God. One day, Jesus will come and sit in one throne in Jerusalem. He is seated already. Praise God. He is now coming to a seat. He is seated already. And where is that temple? In us. Are you with me? In us. The book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's more of things that has happened more than things that are about to happen. You are seeing Antichrist. Antichrist will come. Antichrist is already here. False doctrine. That is Antichrist. We check those books in details later. First Corinthians again, chapter 3 now, 16 and 17.
Well done.
Chapter 3, 16 and 17. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? That's you. See yourself that way. Say, I carry God. Say, I carry God, oh. That's why we have one song in this place. Don't allow my body to fool you. Don't allow, you know, with some people in this place, we call them small saints, big saints, small this, short this. Don't allow all those things to fool you. We carry God. Say, we carry God. Yeah. Say, God walks amidst us. So, it's 3:16. Know you not, you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And he's saying, 17, if any man defile the temple of God, that talks about your mind right now, him shall God destroy. That place talks about false doctrine. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Ephesians 2:21. In whom are all the building filthy framed together, groweth up into an holy temple in the Lord. That talks about our gathering, our coming together. Now go to Psalm 29, verse 9. I know I'm fast. You should be fast as I'm fast too. No problem. Psalm 29, verse 9. Say, I am the temple of God. I carry God. See, you can repeat that word like as 1,000 times before I finish Psalm today. Just say it in different shades. Just be saying it. I don't expect a quiet service. Be saying your own. I'm saying my own. I carry God. Wallahi. Talai. Sumo bilai. Ha, 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 ha. As I walk to a believer today, that's God walking in this service today. That's me. Psalm 29, verse 9. You keep saying your own. Just be interjecting your own. You see that preach today. Glory, glory, glory. 29, verse 9. Psalm 29 verse 9. The voice of the Lord maketh the inns to climb and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his. Kelvin, that scripture is not in my face. No, it's not the projector. You look at your Bible. Let's read, for the sake of Kelvin, let's read again. For in his temple doth Everyone. Say everyone. Say everyone. Say both first timer and old timer and pastor timer and membership timer and non-membership timer. Say everyone speaks of his glory. Amen, amen. No male and female dichotomy, no beer gang, not beer gang. Which one? Which one again? Barehead and no. No attachment and wig and a natural locust. No. Everyone speak of his glory. Amen. Everyone, say everyone. Say everyone. Say all chance will be given to everyone. Because God works in midst of today. Sorry, say before God means walk amidst us today. Everyone will speak of his glory. Amen, amen. Thank you. Go to 1 Corinthians 12:27. Everyone, we all speak of his glory. Since we this our gathering. Again, don't forget to don't lose the track of that. I didn't say the building is the temple of God. Our gathering. Temple of God talks about two things. Number one, you are a temple of God. Also, when believers are come together, we read that in the beginning, right? Matthew 18, right? When two or three are gathered in my name, that also is called a temple of God, an habitation of God. So, in that means God walks in you, God dwells, but with us, God walks. Are you with me?
Are you with me now?
So, in you, what happens? God dwells, but with us, God what? He walks. Say it works. Say it works. Say when God walks, things happen. Say when God walks, word of knowledge happens. When God walks, miracles happen. When God walks, healings happen. When God walks, faith happens. When God walks, tongues happen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be seated a bit. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Be seated a bit. Yeah, that's a church. That's a church. Please, you are too dull for me. That's a church. Amen. No, in Acts 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, in Acts 2, God works. Tongues happen. Yeah, in Acts, when God works in Acts 2, tongues happen. Prophecy happened. Then 3,000 became saved. That is God working. In Acts 3, God walked. A lame man was healed because God walks. Because God walks. In Acts 4, Acts 5, the prison door was opened because God walks. In Acts 6, God walks. People were anointed into ministry. In Acts 8, Philip in Samaria, God walked. Are you with me? God walked in a city. God walked. Are you with me? In Acts 10, as Peter yet spoke this word, the Holy Ghost, bam! The Holy Ghost just fell on them because God is walking. God is walking. Say, God is walking. God is walking. God is walking. God is walking. See. The church is for one thing. Copy, paste, and repeat. Just look at your neighbor and copy and paste. I am not used to this. Just copy and paste. Rate papa 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 papa. Latte papa. Oh. Embrace. Sit down, your wife. Thank you. That's a church. Copy, paste. This is what the church started since Bible days. What we are doing now is just to pick what is there. Copy, paste, repeat. Copy, paste, repeat. No innovation. No 20th century style. No tushness. Are you with me? Church is raw. Amen. Church is raw. If I reject, my makeup will remove. God punish your makeup. Ah, may God punish your makeup. Amen. Yeah. If I reject, my ear will remove. God punish that ear. Eh? God punish that wig. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is not where you comfort yourself. I'm a gentleman. No, I am not a gentleman at all. I'm not a gentleman. Hey, in church, I'm not a gentleman. In short, I am a believer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am a believer. Sit down a bit again, no problem. We are here today. I am a believer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am glad I am a believer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In his temple, everyone speak of his glory. Everyone. Glory. Yata. No. No. Don't seek to be alone. Don't seek to be alone. Don't seek to be alone. Make room, make room, make room for everybody. 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 Make room, make room, make room, make room. Make room. Make room. Ensure no one is a spectator. Make room, make room. Make room. You too, leave that place in Jesus' name. Get it to the floor. Do it. Leave that place in Jesus' name. Get into the floor. Eh? Make room, make room, make room, make room, make room for everybody. Make room for everybody. La palabate te 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 te. Let there be joy. Let there be encouragement. Galabata palabata patata ta. Make room for everybody. Make room for everybody. Make room, make room, make room, make room. Oh, from one to another. From one to another. Make room, make room, make room, make room, make room. Make room, make room, make room, make room, oh, make room, make room. Receive his joy, make room. Make room. Make room, make room, make room. From one to another, don't stop at a few. Don't stop at a few. Rub on one another. Rub on, rub on. Rub on, rub on. Rub on. Rub on one another. Rub on. Rub on. This is not a personal prayer meeting. It's a meeting of believers. It's believers. Palate, palite, kalate, stodados. Make room! No one there is a spectator. No one, no one, no one. No one! See, this is how God works. This is how God does not pass people by. Come on, ensure you rub on somebody. Rub on somebody. Rub on somebody. Ah, We all speak of His glory. We sing His glory. We demonstrate His glory. Rata pata ta 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 kalata ta pata pata te des. Likosto ko pati makatata tati makatata taka matadoro na. Everyone, 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 as a believer touches you, express your desires to be met. Fervency falls on everyone here. Fervency. 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 Alamanos, Alamanos, Alamanos. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy the atmosphere. It's an atmosphere of utterance, of miracles, of healings, of impartations, of directions. Enjoy the atmosphere. We have 15 minutes more. Rub off on one another. Let everyone experience joy. Let everyone experience joy in this place. Joy, 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 joy. Joy in this place. Joy in this place. Joy in this place. Joy in this place. Utterance by joy. Healings by joy. Miracles by joy. Directions by joy. Provisions by joy. Constrain yourself. Don't say it's enough when God is saying you are just starting. Don't say it's enough when God is saying you are just starting. Oh. Thank you. receive from men today as of God, for God is walking in the midst of us. Ensure you receive. Don't constrain yourself. Don't say, I can't. Everyone speak of his glory. Pastors, ensure everyone has spoken of his glory. Ensure. Ensure everyone has spoken. Spoken of his glory. Spoken of his glory. Demonstrated his glory. Receive his glory. Give his glory. Ensure. Your words don't fall to the ground. Not your words. They don't fall to the ground. What for? Why? Never. Liar. Feel free. Receive. Prophecy is direction. Not manipulation. It's direction, not manipulation. Oh, the glory cloud is here. Hey, man. Focus. This is not Agbari. No. This is the workings of God. Oh. Come on. 10 more minutes. Rub on one another. Hasteke bilegedala rata kata ta 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 ta. Ala pate palabozo pata te rata. Let your ministry receive. He said to Saul, and the Spirit of Lord will come upon you. As you are in the midst of the prophet, and you shall be turned to another man. You will be turned to a new man. Expressions. We speak. We speak. When you receive counsel, that is you receiving the glory of God into your mind. We speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ensure you are sincere. Just say it as it comes. Don't worry. No agbari here. Just say it as it comes. Sincerity. Plainly. As it comes. The gift of the Spirit, they are to bless, to edify, not to manipulate, no, to instruct, to direct. We stay with the truth of God's word. We stay as received. Oh. Ensure no one is alone. Come on, come on. Please, try. Don't be alone. 10 more minutes. Rub off. Then we do it corporately. 10 more minutes. Rub off on one another. 10 more minutes. Come on, don't be alone. Malamanamanamanamos. Papa te. Come on. Give joy, give direction, give encouragement, give clarity. Keep clarity. Clarity. Alamanosto Balamas take a palama shantamala. Imbra take a pila and a manasto malamo zopalamo zopapa lide da. Lide da. Yagamana manamana stoka palara take a pilato stoka pala batabalas. Yete palamana manamana manamaso palabrasi pitake a tete. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive the glory of God. Receive it. Receive the glory of God. Receive the glory of God. Stay true, as we see. restraint. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for their restraint. Just continue, 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 continue. Come on. To God's glory. A life forever consecrated to God's service, to ministry of the glory. To give us the administration, document something down. You are not a forgetful era. Document something down. Document. Document. There are timeless words. Yeah, happy. Write something down of what you have been told. Write something down.
Write something down.
You can even write words that you receive for someone else too. You can write it down so that you can remind them. Okay? So I can remind them.
Jesus. My life is for your glory, for you live in me, for you walk through me. Thank you, Lord, for your power, for miracles, for direction, for healings in this house, for utterances in this place. We are sharers of your glory. Thank you, Lord. In the man in the man house, in the man house, in the man house, in the man in the man house, so party. We speak of your glory. I take out miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you can find a place to sit down.
Keep playing, sir.
Just maintain that temple.
Keep that temple. We speak of your glory. We speak of your glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory. See chapter 12, verse 27. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, Pantantas took a bath and can tell us Zonda that the Randas tomorrow soon. So we'll be blessing the house in a corporate way. The choir will bless the house. Some people will give out transfer the house. And why is that? Since 12 verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and members in what particular? 28, please help me. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healings, help governments, diversities of tongues. So that is why you see that there's a special emphasis on God has set firstly. That means there is order in the church, right? So, there's order in the church. So, it's natural for leaders to take the lead in blessing the house. It's natural, okay? It's natural for leaders to take the lead in blessing the house, like we are doing today. It's not only for spirituality's sake, but also for trust and order. Also for trust and order. It's natural for leaders to take the lead in blessing the house, not only for spirituality's sake, but also for trust and order. for trust and order. Why we are free, why we are confident with everybody blessing one another is because we trust ourselves, it's because we trust you, it's because we trust your intention, we trust the spirit with which you speak. So that's why leaders take the lead. They take the lead. So that is why I always enjoy you in this place to speak well, to speak of value of your leaders. Yeah, to speak of value about them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You maximize your leaders. You maximize them. You maximize. The Holy Ghost will never inspire you to sideline, to disobey. No. You maximize them. You maximize. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Branches take your pattern, man. You will, like, that is why even in non-spiritual conversation, you speak with your leaders with reverence, with honor, so that you can receive from them with the same mindset. Are you with me? So, don't forget, we give in this place, we give information, also we give inspiration. It's the two. It can give information, we can also give inspiration. What it means is that we teach God's word. Yes, things can happen at an instant, like a spark. I think I got that from Pastor Nyinga to say we teach by information, we also teach by inspiration. Things can happen at a spark. Everything does not have to follow one type of pattern you are expecting. You may not see the fire, you may not see the storm, but yes, the land shall be filled with water. So I'm going to say something about corporate meetings. Do you know that 80% of your prayers as touching ministry, for instance, God will answer through the leadings of your leaders, through the leadings of your pastor. Like, that's why you don't joke with that relationship. I mean 80%, I just use the word, that's a rough estimate of your prayers in ministry, as touching ministry. It will be answered through the leadings of your pastors, of your leaders. So treasure their instruction. Treasure their instruction. For instance, right now, some of the instruction that I receive is a result of your prayers. Do you get that? You are praying to God to use you for the Lord. Who will God instruct? God will instruct me to do things that will ensure you are used. That's how it works. So, see the words that we are receiving. See them as together. Don't see them as just individualistic, private words. See them as everything building up together, everything forming a synergy, a type of oneness together. Oh, Pastor Gevapan, Nege Protos. So, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 verse 10. See, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10. Let's all read this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same. Can you try and read that to your neighbor? One, two, go again. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no division among you, and that we perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same. So you saw same thing. This is what happened in Acts 2, verse 1, that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they are all with one accord in one place. Physically in one place, then also in one accord with their mind. So, lastly, as touching Holy Ghost meeting, you will learn to speak as one expectant. There must be expectation. It must be in words. It must be in words. It must be on your mouth. It must be on your DP. You must speak. You say, in his temple, everyone speaks of his glory. It must be in words. You speak as one expectant. Days to a meeting in church, learn to say good words. Yes, you speak of a glorious service. Say, wow, our outreach on Saturday, it will be awesome. Say it with a childlike expectation. Childlike expectation. We all speak of his glory. That means we are all speaking, we pre-speak. We speak in anticipation of a glorious service,
of glorious times, of wonderful times. You speak in anticipation. In anticipation. In anticipation. You, in your conversation. That is how to participate, to pertain, to give, and to receive in a meeting, to maximize. You speak in anticipation. As I love the way Anu does that in her prayers. When you pray with that anticipation. You pray out the service. You speak out the service. You say what you want to see. You say it out. You say it out. Days before the meeting, weeks, you keep saying, yes, we are going to have a layout in so-so-so. Yeah, it will be awesome. The sick will be, you say it. Childlike expectation. Childlike expectation. Childlike expectation. Praise God. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So then you come full of His glory. You come full of His glory. You come full of His glory. You don't come and you are late and nothing pricks you. You don't come and you are not... No, you come full of His glory. You come with expectation. The same way if you hear that today is your final medicals for a millionaire job, there is a way you go for that interview. Much more, you should give to the assembly of the saints. And go back to that Acts chapter 2 now from verse 2. And there appeared unto them clothing tongues as of fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all. Say they were all. Come on, don't be dull. I say they were all. Say all of them. Yeah, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you see verse 11, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the words, the wonderful works of God. Amen, amen. The wonderful works of God. In verse 12, some people say, they are full of new wine. But they are speaking the wonderful works of God. So if you wonder how we are acting the way we are acting, we are simply copying and pasting what we see in the life of the apostles. Yes, they say, yes, these men are filled with new wine. So that means there is no comportment, there is no pam-pam touchness. No, we say these men are filled with new wine, but in their mouths we can hear the wonderful works of God. So say speaking is key. Say speaking is key. That is, you see that despite our joy, our demonstration, we kept speaking. We speak. When we direct your life in ministry, when we direct your ways into the ministry, that is speaking of the wonderful works of God. Wonderful works of God. We speak the wonderful works of God. We speak of the great work God will yet accomplish through us. Great work that God will yet accomplish through us. You see in Acts 13 verse 1, of the great work, we speak of ministry that will be done through us and by us. Those are the wonderful works of God, of the ministry that God will do through us, will do by us. We speak of divine provision, we speak of divine protection, we speak of directions, we speak of greater days serving the Lord, greater days in safety, greater days in good health. See Acts 13 verse 1. Acts 13 verse 1. And there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets, teachers, Barnabas, Simon, Niger, Lucius, Cyrus, and verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, you see, that is a man of God, that is a man amidst them, that is one of them speaking. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the works whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So you see that men spoke, and Bible said the Holy Ghost speak. Men spoke, that means everything that you saw Paul accomplished for the ministry was because a man spoke. So don't disdain the words that has come to you today. Yeah. It may be man's word, but the Holy Ghost has spoken. Praise God. And we yet speak, because we are not yet done. Acts 19, you see in verse 1, it came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passing through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? They unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and what? And prophesied. Hallelujah. And prophesy. See Acts 10:42. So don't that is speaking, they prophesied. They spoke of the wonderful works of God. They spoke of the glory of God. They spoke of the glory of God. Acts 10:42. He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he that was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Eh? So you see that. See, he said commanded us to preach. So preaching is a commandment. It's a commandment. It's a command. Some people say, yes, when time you see commandment, it's talking about love. Moses, no, in the New Testament, we have our own commandment. Walking in love right now is a commandment. Preaching the gospel is a commandment. If you say you are keeping yourself holy and you're not preaching the gospel, you're not walking in love, all those your righteousness are stinker than a filthy rag. Okay. 43 now said to him, gave all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Yeah, and while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Let me read verse 45. You read 46 for me. And they of the circumcision that believed were astonished, as many of them that came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. 46. Want to go? For they heard them speak with tongues and what? Magnified. Say they heard them. Say they heard them. Say speaking in tongues must be vocal. Say it must be loud. Come on, speak in tongues, everybody. Let's hear you. It must be loud. Speak in tongues. For they heard them. They heard them. Come on, speak. Louder, deliberately louder. Say it like malakatatata. Rasatete. Mayelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel loudest you can go? Oh, Lanis, Zopita, Brotete.
There is strength. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 14:15. So in Acts 10:46, he said, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Are you with me? He heard them speak with tongues. That means following speaking in tongues should be giving glory to God, which will be audible too. Are you with me? Are you with me? That means following an utterance in tongues with an interpretation follow that will also make meaning. It will make meaning. Tongues make sense to us, to God, but interpretation will make sense not only to us, but to the audience. Are you with me? Yeah, yes, we magnify God. We must hear that one. We will prophesy. We must hear that one. We must be able to make sense of that one. And as we come to you, as we pray in the Spirit, we have spoken in the Spirit, we also speak in understanding. Are you with me? Glory to God. So when you say they spoke in tongues and they magnify God. So in magnifying God, there is always an attitude to it. An attitude of gladness. An attitude of joy. An attitude of, no, it will not just be dull like that. They magnify God. Yeah. Yeah. There is an attitude to it. Why are we doing all we are doing? Copy and paste is there. There is an attitude to it. Praise God. So you are going to speak in tongues again, then you are going to magnify God when you are done speaking in tongues. Are you with me? Oh, come on, speak in the Holy Ghost. Come on, See, God is still walking in the midst of us, okay? God is still walking in the midst of us. Allah prati bala 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 unto so to 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 Allah mande bala man zopi le prati makata Ali kente. Yes, speaking tongues well. One more minute. Speaking tongues well. Speaking tongues well. Say it well. Say it well. Say it well. Say it well. Like a random animal, take a pillan, take a nano, zolimalos, 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 zolimana pratama. Okay, come on, somebody magnify God right now, magnify God,
Magnify God. Magnify God. Yeah. Magnify God. You may copy your neighbor. You may copy yourself. Magnify God. Hey, hey. Magnify God. Magnify God. Magnify God. Magnify God. Ministry prospers in this place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Men receive the word of God in this land and beyond. Yeah, 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 yeah. The glory of the Lord will be seen. Yeah, 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 yeah. As I lift up my hands, a thousand becomes healed. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. In Pratcha, ministry through me is contagious. Ministry is contagious via me, through me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm speaking of His glory right now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, magnify God. Come on, magnify God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Magnify, magnify God. Ananias, animals. Oh, bro, trust it. Oh, glory, glory. Amen, amen. Come on. Yeah, be seated again. Be seated. Glory, glory. Yeah, you magnify God. At times, if we trigger an atmosphere of joy, gladness, it must come with something. It must come with an attitude. Eh? Are you with me? It's chapter 14, 15, 1 Corinthians 14, 15. How is it that I will pray with the Spirit? I will. Say, I will. Say, I will. Come on, say, I will. Amen, amen. Say, God walks in me. So I will. Yeah. So when you see that scripture, when he says, walk out your salvation with fear and shame, this is how part of the ways to walk out your salvation. For the next verse, for it's God that is at work in you, both to will and to do. Say God walks in me, both to will and to do. Say both to will and to do. Both to will and to do. He's good player. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Say edification is his good player. Salvation for the sinners is his good player. Healings is his good player. Say God works in me to do these things. Glory. Yeah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. God works in you for this purpose. Yeah. For Mark 16, God works in you. Eh? For that sake, God works in you. That is it. That's why, thank you, sister. That's why a good teaching is good. It's good. It's good. God has been trying to work in some people for years, centuries, but because they are in the dead church, oh, dead, 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 dead. Anywhere you are and they don't speak in tongues, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. The first dead believers were gathered in history, they spoke with tongues, they spoke. They spoke. They will speak. Say, all my family, they will speak. All my friends, they will speak. Come on, speak in tongues. Oh. 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 Speak, speak, speak. Speak on their behalf for now. Speak on their behalf. Speak on their behalf. Speak on their behalf. I'm not speaking tongues, speaking tongues, speaking tongues. Speaking tongues, speaking tongues, speaking tongues. Speaking tongues, speak, speak. Speaking tongues. Oh. 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 No, 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 no. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Say, I owe all my friends speaking in tongues. They will speak. Oh, thank you. Sit down. They will speak. They will speak. They will speak. They will speak. What a dull Christianity. that we meet with men, we give you, this is my baptismal certificate. This is my confirmation certificate. Where is your tongue certificate? Oh! My grandma said, yes, I was confirmed on the solo date of 1972. Mommy, you are confirmed. You are deep into water. Were you ever deep in the Holy Ghost? Oh! Why should you be here? And you be said that your main devotion is every living soul. Ah! Have you forgotten? The first man was made a living soul, but the last Adam, a quickening spirit. Quickness spirit. Your mind devotion. God, as your Baba, sin that we are committed in thought, in doctrine, in action. Eh? Your mind devotion in your family. In your family. In your family. Ah. In your family. In your family. Set of Yakwa. Sit down, everybody. Thank you. Imagine. You see Pastor Nasson at age, how old is he? 12. Tell me, what are you doing at age 12, Grace? What are you doing at age 12? That guy is speaking of his glory at age 12, eh? Oh, just as 12, you are doing drama. Ha, God, God. Those are times of ignorance. Times of ignorance. Glory to God. That's why I'm not anxious about those babies. They will speak. They will all speak. And do they have a choice? Your own dream for your children is beyond Banya and Friends, Amusement Park, speaking in tongues, eating the sick. That is a believer. Say, supply what is missing. Say, I've identified that the spiritual is missing in humanity. So it's our duty to supply. We supply. We supply. We supply. God works in us, so we supply. Ah! Ah! Oh, I supply. I supply. I supply. I'm a supplier. I'm a supplier. I supply. I'm a supplier. Oh, 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 I am a supplier of the spirituals. I'm a supplier. I am a supplier. Oh, I'm a supplier of the spirituals. I am a supplier. Ah, tell me, say, make your order. Order, make your order, make your order, make your order, make your order. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. Make your order. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. I will deliver. Make your order. Make your order. Make your order. I will deliver. No post-dated check, eh? No left delivery. No come back tomorrow. As Peter, yes, bear this word. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14. Sit down small, please. 14, 15. Paul said, what is he there? Tell him, say, what is he there? Say, what is he there? He said, what is he there? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. Well, yeah, he said, guy, what is it now? I will pray with the spirit. I will also pray with the understanding. I will. Say, I will. He said, I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Verse 20.
Brethren, be not children in understanding, albeit in malice be children, but in understanding be men. In the Lord it is written with men of other tongues. And that leads me, will I speak unto these people, yet for all that they will not hear me. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesy will serve not only those who believe not, but also them that believe. I paraphrase that, I will explain later. 23, if therefore, that means he's saying prophecy will not only serve, prophecy will serve the two. That is what he's trying to say, okay? Tongues will wow unbelievers. You say, what is that? But prophecy will serve them, okay? Prophecy will serve us. Is also what? Serve them. It will profit everybody. There's a syntax error in that construction. 23. If therefore, hallelujah, the old shall be come together into one place. And all what? And all what? So that means when the old church be gathered, what should be expected? All speak. The whole speak. The whole speak. When you say it looks rubbish, can you see God? How do you know God is alive? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they are coming, some that are online, unbelievers, they don't say that you are mad, but if all prophesy, can you see? If all prophesy, then come in one that is believed not, or one online, he is convinced of all, he is judged, rightly, okay, not wrongly, not criminal, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, you worship God and report that of a true God is in your midst. 26, let's read together, I want to go. How is it, brethren? Again, please. How is it then, brethren, when you come together? Say everyone. Say, including Happy, including Eritito, including Ojude, including Sister Pishi, including Sister Ruth, including everybody, including first timer. When you are come together, everyone of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a say, I forget something now, Abba. I want to say it in Yoruba. I must get something. Say, I am part of everyone. Oh, are you the one that say you belong to everybody, you belong to nobody? Are you the one? No. Say, I'm part of everyone. See, my case is not different. My case is written. This is my case. When you read Mark 16, say, that is my case. Matthew 28, that is my case. 1 Corinthians 14, that is my case. 1 Corinthians 12, that is... My case is not different. It's not. It cannot be taken from the scriptures. Oh God. So, when you come together, everyone at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at an interpretation, at a revelation, let all things be done unto edifying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is why we don't do an unnecessary deepness. We seek to make things clear. We don't seek to conceal. We seek to reveal. Rather, we don't seek to conceal further. We don't seek to masquerade things. We don't seek to make men confused more. We seek to reveal. We make clear, simple. There's no agbari. There's no go and check somebody Facebook DP. Then go and be using it to give word of life. We don't do that. Say we are bigger than that. Say we are bigger. Sorry. Say we are bigger. That belittles a Christian. It belittles a Christian. You are not searching for who is the elder sister of peace. I say, peace. I see something called Google. Oh, no, you are big. Say, we trust God here. We trust God here. Say, at an instance, it will come. Wagbewa. What is the Wagbewa? They will bring this. At an instance. Don't be doing that. No, it's that I'm invited to a meeting. Can you tell me the type of people you have in your church? No! Trust God. Trust God. Stay with the simple things. Don't use agbari for God's word. You know what I mean by agbari? I don't know the English. Trick, cunningness, craftiness. We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. Nor handling the gift of the Spirit with dishonesty. Paraphrase. 2 Corinthians 4. Praise God. Say no agbari here. So
27 now, say, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, and close by three, and by cause, let one interpret. And if there be no interpreter, let him keep speaking to himself until he can interpret. Verse 29, let the prophet speak, that's paraphrase, okay? I'm trying to explain to you. So he's not saying he's not speaking to him in his church, he's saying to bless others, keep speaking until you can interpret. Okay, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. If anything be revealed to another, that's it. Let the first hold his peace, for you may all what? Prophesy out one by one. That what? All may learn and may be comforted. Hallelujah. So, and the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. So, all that you already see that is already speaking of church authorities, order, everything. 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Only must to go Vatara. Bramaka, come to your keyboard. Amen, amen. Only knows to go Parliament. So, Psalm 133 again. So, in this place, we seek to bless you. We seek to build you up. We are not just seeking to wow you. Nobody is trying to sound deep. There's no depth here. There is plainness. Are you with me? Our depth is in being plain. Our depth is in your elevation in the things of the Spirit. That's our depth. Our depth is something that you can just see us as, we are Jesus. We can. No, that's not us. Amen, amen. We have renounced those things. Oh. We are seeking to align your life towards God's will for your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone can hear and then I can talk about it. All I'm to keep our soul better. See, it's a peace. Enjoy your minister to say after service. God is giving out your teaching ministry. To teach. Even in our language, to teach. Amen. Minister to after service. Psalm 33, verse 1. Behold, how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let's read verse 3 together. Yeah, you are there. Okay, Psalm 133 now. Verse 3. As the dew of Ammon, as the dew that descend upon the mountain of Zion, for yet the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. So if you will change the word dear now, what will you put? What will you put in that word dear? Huh? For what? For ear. Say ear. Say ear. Say ear. Where believers are. Say ear. Oh, hallelujah. For ear, in the midst of these lungs, that man that you see how this Abra is so black, but there God has commanded his blessings. Are you with me? Praise God. See, some people are so short, but there God has what? Commanded his what? His blessings. Amen, amen. See, I don't deserve believers. See, a gathering of believers can save you from early death. That was the point. Easily. Without fasting, without prayer. What some people now spend 3 months on the mountain fasting and praying for would have been avoided if you are participating in your church. If you are participating, if you are conscious, when you are giving and receiving, yeah. Are you with me, brethren? Send the church. It is free and easy. I only need to participate. That's it. It's free. It's easy. It's free. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, yeah. So, henceforth, in preparing for a service like this, you will learn to speak more highly of the blessings in the house than your problems, than your personal issues. You will learn to speak highly of the blessings in the house. Your leaders are blessings. The saints around you, they are blessed. You will speak highly of them. Say, oh, awesome. Oh, Jesus will be in that meeting. Brother Tony will be there. I will be blessed. You speak like that is how to participate. You speak highly. You speak highly. Speak like throughout this week now. Speak highly of the next service. Make it a childlike expectation. Childlike. That will be us setting up the stage for the miraculous, for the power of God in motion. We speak of his glory more than the issues we are trying to solve. More highly of his glory. More than the issues around us. Shite like. That's out of profit. Don't blame a church for being powerless when you're not playing your part. Bestow value on the ministry done towards you. Bestow value on it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Everyone has something. As a psalm, as a doctrine, as an interpretation, as a revelation. All things are done to build up the saints. So sing in the Holy Ghost, everybody. I'm done. Why I come? Do you remember that your song? Yeah. Let's do it together. Let's do it. Come on. Then just few, maybe 40 does come and give us prophecy. I will bless you and we'll be done. Come on. Feel free. Mana money in case to be liberal, mana son to mana else. Focus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sada kete pa sada madia oba ada dawa da 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 sada malaketo sada madalia saba katata tete pa sada kete tia nana mo sada galateta de da da ba da da de nana mo sana. Can we just hold hands across? Just hold someone's hands. Shadama, Shadabe, Kadabo, Diliata, Dalan. Oh, God, Teta, Bata, Sada. Lenamo, Shadabaga, the Dinga. And I go to Mono Dilena, Shadabalaba. Dada, Dada, Dada. Oh, God, Shadama, Dada, 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 receive from one another. Shada bagana de, samana de tele na mo shala ya de, ekamana di shana de losha, ina o shana me de de la do kopa de do, ele do shana ya, mageno shana de dal, le mano kote de vele shana ba. Ephesians chapter 3, please keep playing. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So that power is at work in the church, and the church is you and I. No, it's not the building, but it's you and I, and we can receive one from another. We can receive one from another. You can give healings. You can give miracles. You can give prophecy. You can give words of knowledge. You can edify. Everything is done unto edification. So we can edify one another as a church. And we don't disdain a believer. You don't disdain the believer close to you. You don't disdain a believer next to you. Because his words can save you. Ela dama kone de develet nasha.
We are a family, the family of God. We have His Spirit in us and His workings amongst us. We're ready to bless and much more receive. We despise none. Our trance flows, and through our words we receive power for our days. Sing, we are a family. To me, the assurance that
Permanent indwelling of the Holy Ghost. That is a sign of your forgiveness. That is your confidence. So you are bold to use all that God has given to you. There is no timidity here. No. We have an assurance. An eternal one. That we are forgiven. That we are sons of God. Are you a son of God? Are you a son of God? Believer is a unique one. He is full from the fullness that he has. Yet he can still receive. Someone who is full can give anything to each man as is needed. He can bless any man he wants to. He can bless anyone he needs to. Yet he can still receive. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome. We're going to bless one another from the fullness that we have. Ah, like Pastor said, your case is not what? Different. Your case is as it is written. And the Bible says you have a sound. You have a tongue. You have an interpretation. You have healing from one to one to one to one. Are you ready to get something? Are you sure? Tell your neighbor, say you're the one blessing me. And I'm the one blessing you. Ah! Glory to God! Oh, where do we start from? Tongues, interpretation, prophecy, utterance, psalms. So much, so much, so much. Stephanie, come, let's start with you. Give us an order. Okay. There are some persons here. Three. You've been having suicidal thoughts. It's gone. You won't find it again. Please. Mr. IJ, can you say? Can you wave? Please, after service, please meet with her. Suicidal thoughts. You are tired. You just want to end it. It's gone. But please meet her after service. Then there's someone you've not
Today is the longest you've stood for such a long time. You don't stand for a long while because you've been having back pains. It's gone. Amen. And because you've stood for the longest today, it's gone. Amen. It's gone. Amen. That pain is gone. Amen. Sir. You, sir. God said, I am watching over you. So there is no fear in ministry. You are in safety amongst believers. Sir, please come. Say, I have rest from worries. I'm in safety. I'm in safety. I'm in safety. I'm in safety. There is no fear in ministry. How that you don't even know if it will get better than this. You don't know if will I go back? Will I? And you won't go back, sir. You won't go back. Because you are amongst believers. You are in safety. God said, I am watching over you. I will keep you. So there is no fear. Amen. See this ministry. You will do it though. You will do it well. Better. Amen. So there is no fear. Let that fear go. There is no fear. Amen. Say no fear. No fear. Praise God. La da da ba sha da da ba sa da da ba sa. Me na 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 ma sa te ka ba da da ba sha ta ka sa ta la da da ba sa. Me na na ma sha le da da ba sa te ka ba da da ba sha ta ka sa ta la da da ba sha te da da ba sa. E na na ko se pa ni na ma ta la da da ba sha te ka si ta da da ba sa ta. E na na ma sa ta ka sa ta ba da da ba sha ta ka sa ta. Sister Rose, your mind is kept sane. Your mind is kept sane. Your mind is kept saying. Your mind is kept. There is no wandering thoughts anymore. There is no wandering thoughts anymore. Your mind is kept saying in the name of Jesus. Your mind is kept saying in the name of Jesus. Ela pasha tila diga bara nama sata lida bagazate. Era deina mashate esusi pranina. Ela dagazata ada bashata na masata. Ida bagazata. It is the year of the Spirit. It is the year of the Spirit. It is the year of ministry. It is the year of ministry. For everyone listening to me right now, it will be evident, it will be obvious. You will deliberately free up yourself. There is someone here, you are struggling, you are struggling. You don't know how help will come if you free. What if I leave this thing I'm doing right now? Okay, I really know I want to face ministry, but I don't know what else. God is your how. Deliberately free up yourself. Deliberately do it. Do it. Don't struggle anymore. Do it. Don't struggle anymore. Deliberately free up yourself. Neda da ba shata la kapala da ba shata. Neda da ba ila da da kesata. Ena da ba shata ni da ba kesata la da ba shata kapala da ba shata. Aye Olorun funso ipalisu parina manta. Ida mashate mane dele ko parira bashkatina ma u is funsho e baliza pala de bashate ela baka suta lara da bashate kaza tarana ma nena mashate ga bashata ela mashate ka para de ko sita esi 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 ina manta lira da bashka lira neka sata nera de 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 ko sita. You went for a test last week, a medical test, and you are scared of the results. Go for it. It's done. Nothing. They will not find anything inside your body. They will not find it. They will not. It has been a bother to you. So you went last week. They will not find it. Go for it. Go for it. They will not see anything again. They will not see it. They will not see it. They will not see it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please say after me. I don't have fear in ministry. I don't have fear in ministry. I have a discipler. I have safety. I have a good discipler. So there is no fear whether I will fail in ministry. It is too late. Tell your neighbor, it is too late to fail in this ministry. In this ministry, I hear for three persons. You've been telling yourself, when the call come, I will answer. It's closer. When the bell rings, it's closer than you are looking at it. I will answer. Such that when it comes to you, you will not struggle in your mind. You will not struggle about it. There is no struggle in your mind about it. In the name of Jesus. There is no struggle in your mind about it. In the name of Jesus. Safety for everyone here. Safety for everyone here. I hear families. You are worried about your mom. There is someone here. You are worried about your mom. Mateka palido. Ele susu palido. There is peace in our home. In the name of Jesus, no one will lose their life. In the name of Jesus, Ipako Shate, Ella Suta Lira Deca Sata, Ella Bake Super Lira Deca Panana Matala, Ina Dabaka Sata. For someone else, is your elder brother. Ina Mata Lira Dabakasa Talaraba, Ina Nana Casa Talaraba Shataka Sata. Watch, watch, watch. Ipakiba Lira Deca Sita Lira Debakasa Tananama. He will call you and tell you, sir, I have received Jesus. I have accepted the gospel. That thing you have been saying, I have seen it. I have seen it. Oh, there is so much more. There is so much more. That recurring headache is gone. It looks like it doesn't matter, but it is gone. You won't feel it again. It is gone. You won't feel it again. It is gone. You won't feel it again. In the name of Jesus, abdominal pain is gone. In the name of Jesus, there is pain at the left side of your chest. It is gone. In the name of Jesus, check it now. Check it now. It is gone. You won't find it again. You won't find it again in the name of Jesus. Oh, palira da bashata, ele konsata palira da bashata, ele basata. Oh, thank you for the church in Yola. Ibala shota la da ba. Thank you for the church in Yola. Ira basata. Thank you for the gospel in Jigawa. Ipasote epranina sate. Ela da basate leke palara basata. Willing men, willing men, willing men. Ibala da bakosota lira da bashata. Oh, palira bakasata. Nina namas. Okay, this is coming very strong. Ela kuparida basata. Please do not give up on your disciples. Please go back to them. Ipalade de deke sata la basata. Ibarada da bashata. Oh, please go back to them. If there is someone you have preached to here and it looks as though the person did not listen, please go back this week. Ila basata. The gospel has free course. Please go back this week. Ipako pakata. They are strong men, though. We don't look down on anyone. Ipalada da bakasita. Ila basata na gashata. Ela koparida basata. Okay, this particular set of persons, since January, it has come to your mind, okay, let me visit this hospital. Let me go and heal someone. And somehow you've not just had that conviction to go. 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 It is that God is working through you. If you don't go, no work will be done. Go and see it happen. 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 Teach, preach, and heal. Teach, preach, and heal. Teach, preach, and heal. It will only get better. It will only get better. Practice the more. It will only get better. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We're just starting. We're just starting. Ah. You can have your seat. Ladies, come and give us a song. As she sing it, be sensitive. If you receive the urge to go pray for someone, go hold someone's hands, do it. And if you know you have something for the house you really want to share, let me know. Just keep those on our lips. Just gently. Just speak in tongues. Just mutter tongues. This is the family of God. This took all of God to make to come true. It took all of God to have you gathered here. And it will take all of God to have you taken away. You are secure in the hands of God. You are secure in the loving embrace of God. No man gave you your salvation, and no one can take it away from you. So find rest in the way and the will of God. It will serve as anchor for the years to come. Times will come when you question yourself and you question why you're doing the things you do, but find rest in the way and the will of God. Find rest. Find rest. Find rest for the toys of your soul. Find rest in the ministry of the Son. Find rest there. All the plans and purposes of your hearts, they come to a conclusion. They come to satisfaction in the plan and the way of God. So find rest. Find rest. Give up the pursuits. Give up the toilings. Give up the toilings. At first, it will sound like foolishness. At first, it will sound like excess. Excess is too much. But find rest in the will and the way of the Lord. See, God is not interested in disqualifying you. And nothing, don't allow anything to disqualify you. Don't allow anything. God is fully resident in your spirit. Allow Him to be fully resident in your mind. For God meets your heart. God meets you thinking about His plans and purposes. So give time, give yourself to meditation. For this is yours. This is yours. In your spirit, that is God. God is right there. Give expression to His desires. Give expressions to His desires. Stop holding yourself back. Stop pulling back. You're not more proactive than God. No. You're not more proactive than God. Take rest. Take rest. Take rest. Your spirit is in rest. Allow your mind to be in rest. God doesn't want you insecure. He wants you assured. Assured that you'll be fine. You'll be more than fine. See, the thoughts and worries, your fears, the things that you could wake up at night to think about and cry about, those will make little sense the moment you give room for God in your mind. Give room for God in your mind. Your mind is important to God. Your spirit is in rest. Allow your mind to be in rest. Take anchor. Let the ministry of Jesus, let it be. Let it be the anchor for your soul. Let it be the anchor for your mind. Let it be the anchor for your mind. Everything will make sense with time. Everything will make sense with time. Everything. You're a son. Most times you could be told to do things and it won't make sense at the moment you're asked to do it. But trust. 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 Play your part. Play your part. This year, refuse to be on the sidelines. Refuse to observe. No, this is your family. This is your place. No one is excluding you. It's all a mind thing. You are loved here. You are important here. You are very vital in the will of God. You are very vital. Very vital. You are vital. You are vital, not someone, your neighbor. You are vital. You are vital. You are vital. Play your role. Play your role. Do what is expected of you. Because at the end of the day, you see that God in you wants to play that role. God in you is just willing. Allow your mind, your tongue, your speaking to control your actions. Allow your mind to do. Allow your mind to do what your spirit craves for. Allow your mind to go where his spirit is leading you. Allow your body to go where your spirit desires to go. Go right in your spirit. Right, yeah. There's nothing like your spirit. That spirit is God's. Right there is God. Right there is God. And you will be fine. You will be fine. You'll be fine. Things will make sense. Just take anchor. Things will make sense. Just try to calculate. But what about this one? Just take rest. I'm here. I've settled down. Yes. Don't wait till you marry. So I'm still waiting to be married to settle down. Settle down in the will of God. Settle down in the will of God. Just settle. I'm settled down here. And good things will meet you here. Take rest. Take rest. Take rest. In the will and the way of God.
Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? Can we hold each other across? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. These are the company of the great. These are the company of the great. Oh, Lake Opondo, shout out the days, Kevedina. These are the ones that fulfill the desire of the Father. The one that say yes to the will of the Father. These are the ones that will bring back all the revival we've heard of before. And this will not cease to be. Those ones cease, but this one will not cease. These are the ones that are going to bring out giants out of men for God. These are the ones that will bring out giants out of men for God. These are the ones that will give themselves wholly to learning. To learning because they know that God's will is upon them to fulfill. These are the ones that have clear knowledge, accuracy of God's will. That God cannot do this except by men. These are the ones that have come to say, yes, Lord, use us. These are the ones that will bring back the activity of God in men. Oh, Shalabada Varadekos Kavadina. As we move on, towards the north, we'll rekindle men back to life and drop them back to their region to rekindle others also. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Fradedes Kofadonos Kada. These ones will not be lazy. They will be diligent in doing the things of God. These ones are not called slothful. These ones are not called sluggard, but fervent doing the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus. And concerning the supernatural, dead raisers are we. Dead raisers are we. In the name of Jesus. What is not common to men, we will do it with ease in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, don't say it is impossible. Do not make that mistake. Don't say it is impossible. It is only impossible when men say no to the will of the Father. It is only impossible when we refuse to do that which the Father has said we should do. But it will be possible because we are saying yes to the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus. These are the ones that no one will be called small here. No one will be called small here. Everyone is giant. Everyone is big. Doing the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus. It has been said before that dead raising is not common among believers. Oh, we bring them back today. We raise the dead at ease in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, we bring them back today. We bring that activity back today. In the name of Jesus. Rather, don't shant a very get them. The supernatural will be so real that what seems to be natural among us will not exist anymore. The supernatural will be so real that it will become so natural to us. Believe the word of the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord. It is possible. It is possible. Yeah, it is written in the scriptures. Are all their teachers, are they all miracles? These ones will be called miracles. This one will be called interpretations of the tongues. This one will be called healings in the name of Jesus. It is available from us to one to another till we take the whole city in the name of Jesus. For someone here, you have been asking this simple question. What does it mean to be in the will of the Father? The one that is in the will of the Father is the one that have believed the gospel. The one that is in the will of the Father is the one that have said yes to Jesus. All that God requires of you is to say yes and give yourself, make yourself available. Hallelujah. No one is small here. No one is small here. No one is small here. Glory to Jesus. Rabba don't do shut a very skill. Don't do share that down. Nendo suada. I want to pray for Samuel. Where is Samuel? I want to pray for you. There is another. Okay, I want to, Samuel, Isaac. Where is Isaac? Samuel, come please. Samuel, Isaac. Who is Isaac here? What about David? I want to pray for David. David, come forward. David, come forward. Come forward too. Glory to Jesus. Come forward. These are giants before us. These are giants before us. Tanto zovodon de ketevina. These hands will do the will of the Father. These hands will do the will of the Father. These hands will do the will of the Father. These ones will be diligent. These ones will be diligent. These ones will be diligent. In the name of Jesus, receive of the Holy Ghost. The power of God is upon you now. The power of God is upon you. Take it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Isaac. Don't see yourself little. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Just raise your hands. Don't see yourself little. Don't see yourself little. God is doing something in you now. God is doing something in you now. I see your path as the path of the righteous one. These are the ones that will prolong the days of God. You will prolong that days of God to men. Your words will be commanding. Your words will be commanding. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is on you now, Isaac. The power of God is on you now. Take of the Holy Ghost. Take of the Holy Ghost. It will bet consistency in you. In the name of Jesus. You go nowhere. You remain here for the Lord and for the Lord and for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Power of God is on you. Power of God is on you. Power of God is on you. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it now. I pray for you, Brother David. Are you David? In the name of Jesus. Tando suvale kadena nandos kiada. Rededindo shantavela garados kivedena namoshata. David, there is no confusion anymore. David, there is no confusion anymore. There is no confusion anymore. Don't say it is impossible. David, it is possible. It is possible. These hands will raise many. These hands will raise many. For the kingdom of God, these hands will raise many. Ah, Rodon do shevere gedon do skiveredia. Le kopondo fidenendo o kataria. Only make yourself available. Only make yourself available. God will not override your will except you give that which is within. Kanto soverede. Mando fari koto fali didas kedam. Come on, David, be sensitive now. God's power is on you. God's power is on you. God's power is on you. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh, consistency. Diligent. 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 In the things of God. Diligent. In the things of God. Receive of the Holy Ghost now. Katosh kebedidis. Receive of the Holy Ghost now. Take it now. Take it, David. Take it, David. Take it, David. Be willing. Take it, David. Take it, David. Ah, you are responsible, David. Take it. You bring joy to the heart of the Father, David. Take it. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. God's power is on you. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rather than those shivering and amos kibidin. Oh, lekotondos kiada. You house God. You house God. You bring God to many. You explain God to many. That confusion about God, there is clarity here. There is clarity here. In the name of Jesus. There is clarity here. In the name of Jesus. Ah, I see giants here. I see giants here. Kom bando suvalega degede bondos kededede. I see giants here. I see giants here. Oh, leketondo bonomos keda. You will be bold to say, look on me. You will be bold to say, look on me. You will be bold to say, look on me. Because the Holy Ghost is in you. And you will give it to men. You will quicken men back to life. You will quicken men back to life. In the name of Jesus. The power of God is on you now. Take of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost. It bet consistency in you. It bred consistency in you. Amen. The desire of God is at work in you now. Amen. Take it now. Amen. Take it now. Amen. Take it now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The power of God is on you now. Amen. Ah, it's on you. It's on you. Amen. Take it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say with me, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. In me reside the Holy Ghost. In me reside the Holy Ghost. In me reside the joy of the Holy Ghost. In me reside laughter. In the name of Jesus, I give miracles to men. I give healings to men. Come on, rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Ah, you still remember what we are on, right? What's our topic today? What we have been on this week? Contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in the local church. In case you are still looking for a microscope, where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? Where? Where? Ha, ha, ha. Show me the Holy Ghost. Ah. Ha, 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 ha. Ah. Where is the Holy Ghost? Ah. Ah. Contributing. You must contribute. I must see everyone's input. Because if there is going to be a flow of the Holy Ghost here, it means men are moving. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues 1 minute. 1 minute. Where you are, pray in tongues. Oh, Pande Begabati Bokorati Bagada Bada Bada, take so mother better. Hey, no, so receive direction now for some. Hey, to mantle the venerated better day goes Sada Bagada. Your contribution is coming to you. What you're going to do right now? Hey, Tomo goes Setebede Begabata, Baba Bada Bada Bokus, Internet the Benebegatu Panabada Bagabada, they gave so burn the Vogodoba. Hey, when you come together, how is it then? Every one of you had a tongue, had an interpretation, had a doctrine, had a sound. Everything should be done unto a divine. 30 seconds more. Your contribution is becoming clearer. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, if you keep waiting to hear a whisper, do this. That cannot happen. As occasion what? Serves the, that means, what you want to do, do it. So 2 minutes, what you want to do, go and do it. You have a word for someone, what you want to do now, go and everyone must contribute to the flow of the Holy Ghost. Let us see the Holy Ghost moving. What you want to do as occasion serves. If you have a word for someone and someone is a depression, be patient, meet someone else and locate. As occasion serves thee, with a specific purpose and a plan. You are going with a specific purpose and a plan. You, I want to bless you. Say, I can bless any man, I need to bless, and I want to bless. Two things happen. You can say, there is a burden in me to bless this one. That one is a need. You can say, I want to bless you. Just move on. 1 minute, 2 minutes. Okay, when we're done. I want to bless you. I just want to give you something. I don't know what yet, but I want to give you something. And then you stand in front of that person and give. Any man I need to bless, any man I want to bless, that is how we contribute to the flow of the Spirit. Contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost. We don't disdain men here. We despise none. We despise none. We despise none. As occasion serves thee. Oh, brethren, cook of fire. Veils lifted. You no longer look confused when the word is taught. As occasion serves thee.
The confidence of sonship. 1 minute more. 1 minute more. Give your quota. Contribute to the flow of the Holy Ghost. Contribute to the flow of the Holy Ghost. Contribution. It's a contribution from one. And we'll have an awesome glory cloud. Oh, glory to God. Lando set at the biggie record, even Kabagan to see Habati the Vedder record in the matter. Bring two Pugu say, take it to Fugu say, Ambaga, Aredede. Musutaki go back around, give a kinamondo back at the dados. Tika Pande Vetti to Bora Deva Kumakanda, the biggie brigade, the Katana Mato brigade, go Satana da Bagada. Menti, Sika, Manko, Konte, Tika, Rabagaba. All right, try a round up now. Glory to God. Ah, Vugu Sika, make it a Ponka Poker, I can take Hekikis Makapata. Oh, glory to God. Everyone has something to give. A song, a tongue, an interpretation, doctrine, even a laugh. We have something to give. Oh, the assurance that I have is I'm forgiven. So I'm bold to use all that God gave to me. I'm bold to use all. Tell your neighbor, say all. Say all. All. Don't hide anything. Don't hold anything back. It's all. All right, have your seat. Henry, come and bless us with song. Don't forget, as you sing, you receive something for someone, write it down. You have the odds to go pray for someone, hold the person's hand and pray. If you have something for the house, let me know.
Said about shut to call the safer tone, the day of the supper take on. The burning on, said about the take the quarter, the air, the burn and ocean. The burn on the take the scout on the east of our donor trouble. Rombe da sada di bratol di zigira gamon ton besiva do shara di ala non te kasate ida ba adisana no lemon non shivra de ko sikiti tapatana tombo do bodo do bodo da mama 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 mama. The Spirit of the Lord is right here in this place. Oh, I see him in the hearts of everyone here. The Spirit of the Lord is right here in this place, blessing us through these men. Oh, God is in you to bless me, and God is in me to bless you. We have a Spirit, and we have a Spirit, and God is in you to bless me, and God is in me to bless you. We have a Spirit, and we have a Spirit. If you can join me, sing let's go. And God is in you. Look at your neighbor and sing it. And God is in me to bless you. We have a Spirit. We have a Spirit. Say God is in you. Oh, shada di adaba. And we have a spirit. Oh, God is in you. Yay! And we have a spirit. Oh, God is in you. Yay! Have a spirit. Oh, God is in me and you together as one. And God is in me. God, God is. Oh, one more time, let's sing. God is in you to bless me. He's in you. He's in you. He's in you. Isn't me too? We have a spirit. Only in the mind of certainty, God, but the other toy, and on the door, he said, no more. Play my part in this place. I don't hold back to give you the blessings that I have, that God put in me. I play my part in this place. I don't hold back to give you the things that I have, that God has put in me. And God is in you to bless me. And God is in me to bless you. We have a spirit. And we have the spirit singing now, sir. And God is in me to. We have a spirit. Let's sing it together. God is in me, and God is in you to bless me, and God is in me to bless you. We have a spirit. We have a spirit. Just listen. Do not look at yourself as you are too small. Do not look at yourself as you are too timid. No, you are the one that inhabits God. Every time you stand before circumstances, see it that the that carries all of God is standing. See that the one that inhabits God is standing. No circumstance should give you that chill. No, we are not afraid of sudden fear. We are not afraid of sudden fear. No, fear do not grip you when you face those circumstances. No, in that time, at that moment, all that comes to your mind is the one that carries God. I cannot bow down to this thing. I cannot bow down to this situation. Always and always, the man that is full of all of God is standing before situations and before circumstances. Always and always, the man that is full of all of God, the one that we never cower, the one that we never bow down,
the one that stands with all boldness, facing situations, the one saying always that such as I have in this situation, such as I have, I will give, I will never bow down. The one that is full of all of God, that is who I am. That is who I am. This should continually be the consciousness that I carry everywhere I go. Never to bow down to situation, because I have all of God in me. Because I have all of God in me. Just soak this in. Just pray in tongues. People come the gadigo sopata. Ebondon bondon be sende gondan ginya gonda. Egronon take a disa da gabanata. And the vandari and the bondo sebadaba. Ibrodosa kavadi setabadaba. Lepodon shete kadagababa. Ibrakoton sekatanete. Esita da da babado. Ebondi atoko seti kata. Epoconda sedeka. Ibodon di sando sheta. Ebanomba etanikando basigado. I do not see situations as too little or too big to be controlled by the power of God that is in me. I do not think that headache is too small. I do not think that death is too big. No, I have the spirit. That is what determines my mentality before anything that I face. Whether it's small, whether it's big, I do not care about that. I have the spirit of God. That is what determines. That is my mindset. That is the consciousness that I have. So I do not see things too small or things too big. No, headache is too small. Death raising is too big. No, I have the spirit. I have the spirit. And with that mind, I walk. And with that mind, I put to play the displays in me. The displays in me. Oh, I follow the motions of faith. I follow the motions of my spirit. I am the man that is full of all of God. Just say that to yourself. I am the man that is full of all of God. I do not cower. I'm not a coward. I cannot run away. No. I have the power of God. I have the spirit of God.
Glory to Jesus. Before I start, there is no discouragement in this house. There is no weakness. You receive strength for the feeble. For the faint-hearted, you receive strength. You receive stability. You receive strength. There is no weakness. There is no discouragement in this house. There is none feeble. There is no man feeble in this house. For our hands, our feet are quick, swift to the spoil and the plunder, and our hands are quick to grab. We bring many sons, we raise many sons, responsible sons. Our feet are swift to this plunder, and our hands are quick to grab. Our minds are smart. We are not slow, we are not sluggish. When the opportunity comes, we do what is needed. And when there is no opportunity, we create one, all in the bid to do what is needed. Zogavondi gibelemando stoba and the kiss of the bondele gizovo, arakindo vakti, act the kiss of pora kiramanda badaliko, so gobande gizavala mambra, tatino non digiga ato stay, ding gondom branda begizuva actis, a kindo bra agadino no se farakutu supakti. Ekalando braga diso vacatizozu, mengera catusu bunga la gidunondo for a kibus, lembra godoso voga giga banda bala kiga bande, Diola Church. Diola Church is our leeway into the Northeast. It is a different ballgame entirely when we say we receive things by faith and we call them by faith. This one is clear. It is not just us receiving them by faith. Boko Haram fundamentalists are coming to the knowledge of Christ by our activities in the Northeast, starting from Yola. Boko Haram fundamentalists, fanatics, they are coming to the knowledge of Christ. They are being raised as sons, and these ones yet raise other sons. Our response to the man in rebellion, to the man in rebellion, to the man going his own way. It's not by weapon, it's not by law, it's not by policies. It is simply the Spirit of God. There is special grace. There is a very strong grace to even to reach out to Muslims and they yield to our words. Muslims, there is grace to reach out to Muslims and for them to yield to the words we speak, to the words of salvation we preach. There is grace to reach out to Muslims, Kelvin, Temiloluwa, Chevy, Roots, to fanatics, not nominal Muslims, fanatics. There is grace to reach out to these ones and they listen to your words. Mande feligi, izukubo gedila bagatosto bona mande practisto. Enda farakigo baladino mondo, parakino mondo parakinos. Ela gangungun dungun gindan dumbranda balakigos, tabaratino. Ela prefekigo barabandi. Alakigo bush, arabandi gino mante feligigo bontina. Elembranda bona mondam branda da barakino. Steven, please go to pastor. You may not pray, you may pray. Just go to pastor, let him hold you, let him hug you. Dilet, please go to Pastor Joy very quickly. Jabalamon Brega Dina Manda Vatikino Monster. There is no discouragement in this house. There is no weakness. There is no weakness. We lose no man to vicissitudes of life. We lose no man loses steadfastness to the challenges and vicissitudes of life. We bask in the euphoria that the Lord has supplied. Men's hearts are strong in this house. You see, men come in the order of Nicodemus, men of influence now. Men of influence. We say we are running away from projection, from the limelight, but when these men come, men of influence, they will come to in sincere quest to know the truth. And when they know, they will by themselves project this. And what is the end of the projection of this house and the work that we do in this house? It is not for us to just rejoice in the projection and to say, yes, fame has come. But that through that fame and that projection, our work will be obvious and clearer to many men, and many men will be able to come and learn. Many men will be able to come and learn and to bet ministry and to bet conviction in ministry. Our hands are quick to the plunder. Our feet are swift. Our minds are smart. Even when there is no opportunity, we create the opportunity. Everything all in a bid to do what must be done. Some black gida banda banda manda bada gigo sober and the father kigo susa per artist. And the saga dungu giga banda manda bada kisho. Branda gila bonte. Mara kigo bunga bada giza banda bada tanos. Manda kesho bonde kisho monde kisho. Branda bada gigis. Ala banda sokino marati. And the facto practice do practice. Manda vagigish. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are quite a number of people. 1, 2, 3, 4. That have planned your year. It is good to plan. You have planned your year. You have scheduled out how everything is going to be. But leave some gap for flexibility, because instructions will come. Conviction will be. There will be nudgings in your own spirit to do what is needful and what is needed. And instructions will come so that there will be no clash. There will be no conflict of interest. You may need to operate outside your comfort zone. So therefore, leave some gap, leave some flexibility as you are planning, as you are scheduling, so that you don't act in rebellion against God's will for your life. Glory to Jesus.
Shut up, Elamanate. the bone, da 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 da. Shana mana tela, shana mana tedo, shana ba de kele, sate kamatade, salate makata, salate makomade, regane shana mate, shana. Lemonada, eleta mateka, lena mana shanani lai, lebake da shanani la daya, debakana matela madudi levano sha, lema dike na shana, lena shama kitana.
Come
Kabado Shananate Lebedo Kotayaba Nebedegeta Bragadosha and a Mataba da Baladia Egeta Mada Balagadosha and a Mana Mada Balagada and a Mada Shana Badagada and Tata Baragada Nandi Amada Balagada Vashada Ileto Patakapa and Taperegeta Bodi and Nananananananananandi Lebedegedegedela Mado Manano Shananati. So much authority, anatoma, so much power, nesu matei namana monte, koma non don do balonde dea, eva shoma do badono, ikenande nondo, imbe shono mondondi, le nono bananatela, le bodo kilatia, le metena no shananada, there is no weakness.
Something, let me see your head. I received something today clearly from someone. Okay, I gave something today. Let me see your hands. I gave. I gave a tongue, I gave a word. Glory to God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. It is not the work of God. It is your own work. Being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto God. The Holy Ghost. Sing in tongues to the point that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God! An atmosphere of believers. Sons are gathered. We're done. We're done. Oh. Okay, we are done for. We're officially closed. We can have the party after party if you want to. Just brief announcement. Not much. Tomorrow, service here by 7. Rabbit teaching. My 7. Let's go.